This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
It is our Innovation Wednesday, and today we're talking about the interface of tech and healthcare. In fact, biotech is a huge field, right? And this is where you sort of come up with innovations that help with the diagnostics, that then help with the treatment plan. In some instances, there's wearable technology. In other instances, it's just using the technology to gather data, which then is filtrated through. But either way, it's all about using innovation to provide for quicker, swifter healthcare. And so today we're hearing the story of Unu Health, with the clinical lead, Dr. Patokuhle Zondi. My understanding is it's an app, and you can use the biometrics of the app, face technology, face recognition technology, to help to detect whether you are in your best possible state. So she joins us now to tell us how it all works. And I want to thank you, Dr. Zondi, for coming through.
Good morning, Lerato, and good morning to the listeners. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. So first and foremost, tell us about Unu Health, because I guess it's a big business, of which this is one of the offerings.
I'm really excited to be here to tell you about a startup, in fact, called Unu Health, seed funded by Standard Bank. But we are a digital healthcare platform that essentially offers affordable and accessible quality healthcare to our users. Our aim really is to solve for the issues that we have of access and cost, and connect individuals immediately through the app to a nurse or a doctor should they need to. Okay. You mentioned one of the features. So one of the features that we've just launched is our called a face scan or a health check. And yes, through your selfie camera, what this enables you to do is essentially do a 50-second scan of your face, and through specific AI and tech that can detect sort of vitals like your blood pressure, your heart rate, your SpO2, so your oxygen levels, and then a few other features that are currently in development.
So simply the camera, you know, the app will say, lift up your camera, take a picture of yourself, and then 5 minutes later they can tell you, go and see a doctor or don't see a doctor.
Not even 5 minutes later, 50 seconds later, it will report on those vitals that I've just mentioned. And then using those vitals, of course, that can assist a doctor in making a diagnosis. One of the other features of the app is that it does use those vitals. It integrates the results of that face scan with a couple of questions that it would ask you about your health. That then enables you to create a health profile and a health score, which will then land you on a color. So it might land you on red, which says
high alert,
you've got something to be worried about. Orange, which says there's room for improvement. And then green, which says you're on the right track, now you need to maintain. And of course, beneath that, we would have flagged which vitals or which factors, like smoking, or as an example, put you at risk and need to be addressed in terms of lifestyle interventions and improvements.
Okay, so one of the things about technology, especially high-tech algorithms filtrating information, is that you can get it wrong, right? Because you do need a little bit of that human touch. And what we do know, and you should know as a doctor, is that even doctors get it wrong, misdiagnosis. So how can a picture on a scan sort of start to flag up problems? I could just have an itchy eye because I used the wrong eyelash glue. But it looks at my picture and says, that twitchy eye tells us there's something wrong with you.
Doctor, I think you raise a really important point, because there is a lot of technology and a lot of AI. And let me say, a lot of fads that are in the market. Mm. So it is critically important to curate this. And this is what we do as a platform. In fact, this is really our point of difference, is that we curate anything that we surface through the platform to ensure that it is clinically accurate.
Okay.
So this particular technology, like you said, it uses machine learning and AI and a database of thousands and thousands and thousands of patients, right? And real data to them develop this algorithm, which is continually being tested and then clinically validated to ensure accuracy. So specifically, like I said, I think I want to just clarify, it only surfaces vital signs. So as I said, your blood pressure, your heart rate, your what you call oxygen saturation levels. Then there are other markers like stress markers. There are certain features that are currently in development, like your hemoglobin and like your blood glucose. Features which we haven't yet surfaced, Lerato, because of what you're saying. We are wanting to first test them and ensure that they are clinically validated before we surface them. It doesn't make a diagnosis. I want to be clear about that.
It's just giving you a spectrum.
It gives you vitals.
That kind of says perhaps, maybe.
It gives you vitals concerned. That must be interpreted then by a nurse or a doctor.
Okay. But what I think all of us are just curious on is a scan, a picture. It can just work it all out just by looking at a picture.
So what it does is, without getting overly technical, the scan uses a specific technology that looks at your transdermal blood vessels. So the blood vessels on your skin, and then monitors, for instance, the pressures of between those blood vessels, which gives you the blood pressure, and then the heart rate. So it is a direct sort of measurement with those particular vitals. And then with the other vitals, it then uses AI and algorithms.
Okay. So one of the things you did say is, we want, for us, our mission is to provide affordable and accessible healthcare.
Absolutely.
And I can deduce from what you're saying that this could be a great innovation in rural areas, for instance, where the proximity of people to clinics and doctors is quite vast. And so people do need some kind of an initial way of establishing, should I be seeing the doctor? Should I be spending this much money on transport to be going to the clinic?
That's correct, Lerato. I mean, I firmly believe that digital health plays a pivotal role in revolutionizing healthcare, and specifically access to healthcare, as you say. Especially in a country like ours, and certainly in Africa, we've got a large rural population who cannot easily access a doctor or a nurse.
Yeah.
What technology and platforms like Uno Health allow is for a person who downloads this app to be able to go into the app. Our app is zero rated, which means that there are no data costs associated with actually using the app, which is quite an important barrier, of course, in South Africa. It allows people to then go onto the app, do a symptom check if they're not sure whether they need to see a nurse or a doctor, but it's instantly connect to a nurse for as little as 95 Rand or a doctor for as little as 179 Rand in our app, and immediately, within less than 5 minutes, be able to consult online.
Okay, so you're not feeling really well, for argument's sake. Got a bit of a headache. You're not sure what it is. You download the app for free. You go onto the app. You get that digital face scan. And it somehow picks up that perhaps the headache might be linked to something else. It then leads you to a nurse or a doctor who then starts saying to you, tell me a little bit more about your symptoms.
So just to clarify that process, you download the app, it invites you to do a face scan, which records your vital signs. You then say, I need to see a nurse or a doctor, because that's why you've accessed the app. And what you can either do is directly go click to see a nurse, and you get taken through to a digital clue, and you then on the other side are consulting with a real nurse.
Right.
Or you can directly click and say, I want to see a doctor. Or if you're not certain, you can then do a symptom checker. So that's now saying, you then enter and you say, I have a headache, I have this symptom, it's lasted this long. And then it directs you, it says, okay, based on this, in the background, it has a differential, what we call a differential diagnosis. And based on the risk analysis, it says, we suggest you go and see a nurse online or a doctor online, or actually your symptom complex requires for you to see somebody in person. And then we can direct you to a person.
Okay, so it's becoming clearer to me, and I hope so to our listeners. So you download the app for free. I think that's important. Okay, and immediately you can just say, I need to speak to someone.
That's exactly
and
right.
And it leads you to that someone.
That's exactly right.
In real time.
That's exactly
and
right.
And so it feels like you're speaking to your screen, but you're actually speaking to a nurse who's asking you the questions and can sort of say to you, you need to rest, drink some tea, take a panado, or you need to get into a taxi right now.
And I think that's really important. I think it's really important because specifically as a community in South Africa, we are still building trust in digital technology and digital health solutions. And it's important to note that on the other side of this app and this consultation is a real live human being.
Okay.
Right. So you're not speaking to a computer who is helping you synthesize
chat
your symptoms.
Box.
Yes.
Okay, just picking up the stuff. And then the other feature is, before you even get to the nurse, you can start saying, I want to download some information about me right now.
I want
I've
to understand whether I need to see a nurse or
I'm
a doctor,
sure,
whether I can self-manage.
I feel warm,
exactly
my blood, you know, my temperature's rising.
That's exactly
and
right.
And then it will help to make
direct
sense of what you're saying and saying, I really think you need to see a doctor.
That's exactly
not even
right.
The nurse. And these are the questions when you get there that you need to be
to
asking.
Direct you to the appropriate level of care.
Okay, how did you develop the app?
Well, it's been a long process. We actually launched the app in August 2022.
Right.
But when we launched the app, we launched with a B2B proposition, really with health insurance plans, Standard Bank health insurance plans.
Okay.
What's happened most recently, as I said, is we've launched this As You Go offering, which enables, for the retail consumer, which enables you and me to download it off your Google, off your iStore, off Huawei, and then have instant access.
Okay.
We have a team, a platform team, an IT team of specialists who really worked hard to develop the app and the features itself. We've got very strong and key partnerships with specific companies that will help us integrate this health information. And I think lastly, I think what's important to just note in terms of the build of this app is the intentional research that we've done. We are very clear who we're building this app for. We're addressing a healthcare crisis in which 85% of our country cannot afford private healthcare and has to access a under-resourced, overburdened system.
Yeah.
And this is the market that we're particularly targeting with this particular solution. And so we iterated quite a bit in terms of understanding what the market needs and presenting an app that will be understandable to the market.
Okay. And so from what you're saying, simply put, many people will get into a taxi right now, go to the local clinic and wait all day and not see a nurse, and go back tomorrow and maybe not see a nurse, and perhaps see them on Saturday when the symptoms are worse. Whereas the app says, don't go to the clinic and wait all day. Let's get you in touch with a nurse or a doctor right now. And then they will ultimately direct you and say, you really do need to come and see someone.
Absolutely. Because early intervention is key.
Okay. Please put on your headphones. Zico would like to ask a question. Zico in Makau, good morning.
And your guest.
Thank you. Thanks for coming through.
Mm-hmm. I just want to ask, if I heard her correctly, she said the app, it will be you'll be taking a selfie, a camera like, and then it will diagnose you. Did I hear her correctly?
It will not diagnose you.
Yes, I think that must be very clear.
Okay, but it will be relying on a camera. My question is the camera.
That's correct.
Now, we know we've got different phones, different qualities of cameras. Does it require a certain megapixels or what? Because like now, maybe I might be using a camera which is very poor compared to someone who's using an iPhone, and then I don't get the best results based on the kind of a phone and the kind of a camera that I am using.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Zico. I think that's a fair question.
It's a very good question. We are very fortunate in South Africa that we've got a very high smartphone penetration, so 90% smartphone penetration in South Africa. And this particular technology and feature is compatible with most smartphones.
Okay.
So I've got a very high level of confidence. Again, we've tested this, that most of the users within our population, more than 70% of the people who have smartphones, can successfully use their camera in order to use the feature.
Okay. And it doesn't matter the software, iOS, Android, whatever.
Yes,
as long as it's a smartphone, it will work.
That's correct.
How? What about those Gokos? They're the ones who need the service, and they are using those old Motorola phones.
You're right, and that is a current limitation of this specific feature.
Yeah,
but that's where we are. Yes.
Okay, so most modern phones.
That's correct.
Will be able to give you the right quality. Pixel quality for you to see the blood vessels and whatever else that you're looking
That's correct. And I mean, these days, smartphones have a 2-year lifespan. Mm. So, I mean, with our technology, it's exactly. So in other words, any phone really within the last 5 years should be able to use the technology.
And you said you wanted to be clear and correct something when Zico said it makes a diagnosis. It does not.
Not the face scan. And I want to be very clear about that. It surfaces certain vitals like your blood pressure, your heart rate, your oxygen saturation.
Okay. So it will say to you, it looks like your blood pressure is high. It's not going to say to you, we think you're having a stroke.
No, it'll give you a value. Your blood pressure is 128 over 90. And because we know what the norms are, population norms are, it can say that is normal or that is not normal. And that is high or that is dangerously high.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. And so that little bit of information will say to you, not all is well.
Exactly.
And then a doctor will diagnose.
And then using that information, a doctor can then synthesize along with other symptoms and say, you know what, this is what I recommend in terms of management or treatment.
Okay. William in Pretoria, good morning.
Morning, how are you, Lorato?
Fine, thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Morning to your guest. Mm. I'm William. I'm a physiotherapist in Pretoria North in Montana. I wanted to find out if on your app, do you have physios that I can be contactable? Or if I want to upload my services there, is it possible?
Morning, William, and thank you for the question. What really excites me is where we're going with our app. And so we've just launched our As You Go proposition, which means that there are some features, but certainly not all the features that we plan to service in the future. And yes, in the future, right now, while we have access to nurses and doctors online, we certainly want to increase the scope of healthcare services that we offer on the app, so that we're able to connect you through, like optometry, like dentistry, like mental health even, which is a really critical one that we're working quite furiously on. And certainly we will look at the feasibility, William, of incorporating other healthcare providers and healthcare services.
And so really you're going to have to work it out with the Health Professionals Council, because with all the concerns about bogus doctors, you don't just want people signing up and uploading false credentials.
Absolutely. And we need to also look at how do we leverage digital healthcare. So what solutions, because we're wanting to access people in various remote areas as well, how much can we offer on the app that is clinically reliable, so, you know, which has got efficacy? And then, of course, even when we build a network, it's important for us that our network is not only concentrated in urban areas, but also extends to peri-urban and rural areas, again, so that we can reach, as you said, ugogo, you know, ezilalenu, who needs to then, who cannot, for whatever reason, their diagnosis cannot be appropriately managed on the app. So therefore, how can we direct them to somebody who is close to them? Because access, remember, is what we're solving for as well.
Okay. And so I guess, William, I don't know if you're satisfied. I think your question was, can you sign up, and the vetting of medical and health professionals?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Okay, you're fine. So how are you going to vet them, though, Dr. Zondi?
So again, we have numerous robust services. So right now, we have entered the retail market in partnership with Entercare, which has got a national footprint.
Right.
And of course, we know, again, via our own due diligence and their own track record, that they offer proper clinical services and clinical care, right?
Okay.
So that's how we've firstly introduced our doctor network and our nurse network.
Okay.
We will follow a similar process of due diligence when we then look to expanding, for instance, into other healthcare services, like I said, optometry and dentistry.
All right, so you're just going to work on existing networks that are known, because Intercare is known. They've got under one roof
an
Intercare, a dentist, the doctor, the pathology tests, etc. All of those people are registered professionals. You're known. So if you work through that system, you cut out a lot of the...
For now.
Okay.
You know, for now.
All right. No problem. Health records, can they be picked up on the system?
Yeah, so another feature that we've got, you know, Lerato, if you have engaged with the public healthcare system yourself, or in fact know somebody who has, the challenge that we have is you go to a nurse or a doctor, you see one person today, the next day you see somebody else. You might be lucky if they find your file. Often they don't find your file. And so what's really great in terms of consuming healthcare services on our app is we keep a record of the healthcare services that you've consumed, as well as the diagnosis or the ICD-10 code. Meaning when you then next go to a doctor or a nurse, you can whip out your app and say, the last time I was treated for this and with this medication, which just allows continuity of care, which is really important in terms of quality of care.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a bit of a techie question. I don't know if I'm being fair, but, you know, often my smartphone will be asking me for software upgrades. And once there's a software upgrade, then even the apps look different and they have to be reloaded, uploaded. It's par for the course, but it's a lot of inconvenience for somebody who's in desperate need of a doctor or a service today.
Software uploads, unfortunately, are important. They are often important when there are new feature releases, number one. And obviously, we're constantly trying to expand the features and improve the quality of features on the app. But also, really importantly, they're important when it comes to privacy, you know, and patient data. And so, in some cases, we can't avoid this because we want to constantly be keeping abreast with policy and protocols related to patient and privacy and patient data.
Okay.
So, I mean, again, the important thing here is that our app is zero rated. So it's just one of those things that I guess you have to build in.
Okay. And so somebody needs to just be aware that, you know, you can download the app today for free. That's what zero rated means. But 6 months from now, just check that the software hasn't been upgraded, because you might need to download again. Would you have lost any information?
You won't have lost any information. All right. So once you've created a profile, the information on your profile will remain secure and remain yours. I think what's also important is, you know, I want to say to you, don't wait until you're sick to use the app. We offer this health screen. And while we're launching right now on our pilot, you can do one health screen and health check a month. So you can check your blood pressure every single month and see that everything's okay. You can look at your health profile and your health score. So in that way, don't wait until the emergency to access the health care.
Okay, are you looking to, I know you're still growing and expanding, but are you looking to work with insurers and get onto loyalty programs? That would appeal to me.
It would.
The amount of times I'm told, go to the gym and then see a biokineticist and then do a medical check and then maybe it will take your premiums down. Gosh, is there no other way?
Because we know that lifestyle changes and lifestyle factors obviously inform and influence risk. I think at this point it's still very early to say. Of course, we've looked at it. Of course, we've been approached. You know, as I said, we've received funded by Standard Bank, so we've looked at Liberty and we've worked with Standard Bank as well. But at this particular point, really, our primary focus is the solution that we're offering and the problem that we're addressing. Okay. Full stop.
Okay, and that is basically for those who need access immediately, affordably. This is for you right now. And people who are having to rely very much on the public healthcare system, which is overburdened, this one is for you right now. It is an innovation that has emerged from the startup known as UNU Health, UNU Health. It is an app that can be downloaded, and on it, it will take a picture of your face and then tell you if all is well, then recommend what steps need to be taken. Or you can just get onto the app and say, I don't feel so good, and this is why I don't feel good. And then you can make an appointment to see a nurse or a doctor. And on the other end are real people, real doctors, not chat boxes, who are ready to see you. And so that way you circumvent the issue of waiting for long, long times on a bench at a local clinic to get some help. With a little bit of information that you upload, they'll then tell you, it probably seems urgent, come in, but you don't have to go to the doctor, spend the whole day waiting to be seen, only to be told it's just a headache, take a paracetamol. That can be worked out for you on the phone, just using your smartphone. Lorato's asking, where do we download it?
You can go to your Play Store, you can go to your App Store, any of your App Stores, basically on your Huawei, Google Chrome and Apple, and look for UNU Health and you'll be able to download it.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, and thank you to the listeners.
Dr. Patowutle Zondi, clinical lead of UNU Health, and innovation this Innovation Wednesday.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.